礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他的美国同事 Amy 今天好像显得不太高兴。
Hi Amy, how are you?
I'm fine.
哎，听上去你好像不太高兴啊，出什么事儿了？
As a matter of fact, there is. I consider you a good friend, as well as a colleague. And you know I've tried to help you as much as I can since you came to work at ABC.
是啊，这几个月以来，你确实帮了我很多忙，我特别感激啊。
Unfortunately, we have a problem right now. As we say in America, I have a bone to pick with you.
A bone to pick with me? 什么意思啊？
It means that I have a complaint about something that involves you.
我什么地方得罪你了？
Forgive me. I may be wrong, but I think you used my office while I was away last week.
是啊，那是你出差的时候啊。哎，我以为你不会介意啊。
I would not have minded if you had asked me first.
我是你走了以后才想起来的，正好有个项目快到期了，我需要个安静的地方工作，所以呢就借用了你的宝地。
I understand, but you need to be aware that you shouldn't make yourself at home in someone else's office without first asking permission.
对不起啊。哎，你怎么知道的？
We will have to continue this later, Chen Hao. I have a meeting in 5 minutes.
当天下午，陈豪和 Amy 又碰面了。
Chen Hao.You deserve to know what bothered me about your using my office without asking me first. You weren't very considerate in some of the things you did.
你能说具体点吗？
It appears that you ate your lunch in my office.
你怎么知道的？
There were crumbs all over my desk.
那是我不对，应该打扫干净。
And how do you explain the missing paper clips? I was down to my last few, and when I came back, there weren't any left.
对不起啊，最后有几个回形针啊，我都给用了。
And that means you went through my desk to find them.
可大家不都这样吗？我还以为可以这么做呢。
Well, it's not, even with good friends. Just because people are not at their desk doesn't mean that you can make yourself at home when they are not there.
你说的没错，不过我确实不是有意得罪你啊。
I accept your apology. In the future...Remember to ask permission before you use a coworker's desk, office equipment, or supplies. When you do receive permission, leave everything as you found it.
我以后知道了，谢谢你告诉我。